Thank you for calling Our Staff Fiverr. My name is Fami. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
My name's Wilbur.
Hi, good morning, Wilbur. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And how may I help you today, Wilbur?
I have Spectrum services, and I'm kind of tired of them for a lot of reasons. And everybody in my neighborhood is getting services through you, so I was looking to see what I have to do to switch.
Okay, yes, I'd be more than happy to say, answer any questions today and help you sign up if you decide to make the switch. So I would, first of all, I can start by looking up your address just to make sure that your address is in service.
Sure, it's 17
mm-hmm.
Platakill, Platakill Drive,
mm-hmm.
And it's in Mount Marion, New York.
Mount Marion. And what is the zip code for Mount Marion?
12456.
56. Okay, thank you so much. Let me take a look. I should know this zip code by now because we are having a lot of people switch from that area.
Yeah, they've actually been on my road every day this week, and there's actually a truck out front at my neighbor's yard now.
Okay. All right, let me take a look. It looks like, yes, we have been in service in the specific address as of August 2nd. So if you sign up today, we'll be able to schedule your installation within 5 business days from today.
Okay, now for that, do we need to be home for that?
For the installation part, yes.
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 Okay.
Because they do is that a day or so before the actual installation, they come and they do the drop. They drop the line first. Anything that they need to do outside, they do it outside. And then the actual installation is inside of the home and installing everything for you.
Okay, that's fine. Now, if we can't be home, is it okay if my father-in-law is here for that?
Yes. Anybody that you trust, they shouldn't have. If they can ask any questions that the text may have, that's okay.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to move forward? Do you have any questions? Any other questions?
No. I'd like to move forward. And then the only other question I have is, I did get your postcard in the mail with everything, and it's you're only $69.99 a month for the first 2 years.
Yes, that is for the 1 gig internet package, and that is when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your ACH account.
Okay, and then what's the 1 gig entail? I don't know what that is.
So that is 1,000 megabits and is symmetrical uploads and downloads. That is very good. I mean, can I ask how many people will be or how many devices will be connected to the internet service?
Never any more than like 2 or 3 at a time.
Okay, so that would be perfect.
So it would be like 2 cell phones and then maybe a laptop or 2.
So that, yes, the 1 gig package should be perfect. It would allow you to connect at least 20 devices without giving you any speed limit.
Okay.
You should be fine with that.
And then with what I do, I'm finishing my degree as a teacher, and I'm also doing my doctorate for watching videos and everything like that for my classes. That shouldn't be like an issue. That internet connection should be fine, right?
The internet connection should be fine. Congratulations, by the way. That is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm tired of going to school. I just want it to be over.
I know. I know. No, but yeah, being a teacher, my husband is a teacher as well, so I commend you guys for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you. And then one more question. The one other place that sent postcards in the area, you could only use so much service, and then you had to pay extra. Like if you went over a certain usage point, is there anything like that with Archtop?
No, there's everything is you don't have any extra fee added to your bill. The quote that you get today is what you will have for 2 years. There's no fee, no taxes added to it. There's unlimited data.
Oh, awesome! Yes, so definitely. I definitely want to move forward.
Okay, perfect. So let me get to this part. Okay, so This is for your home, and we're going with the 1 gig internet. We do provide all the equipment. We'll bring a, you have your own router and home Wi-Fi system.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we will provide that for you. You don't. We will actually prefer you having our equipment just in case we need to troubleshoot from here from our offices. We'll be able to see everything in the
great.
System.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything is included in the package. You don't need to pay anything extra for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. At this moment, do you know if you would need any extenders for the house?
Is that like a internet booth?
Yes, like if anything that's too further from the main router, we recommend maybe.
Let me ask my wife real quick. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sarah.
Would there be an additional fee for the booster?
Yes, each extender is $7.99 monthly per extender added to the bill.
Okay, we have pretty good service now, so I think what I'll do is just go with the initial package for now, and then if we find that we do need it, then we'll just give a call and set up for installation for that.
Perfect. That sounds great. And we also provide phone services, like for the landline. Is that something that you would like to do today?
Oh, no, thank you. We just use our cell phones.
Okay, no worries. All right, let's keep going. Just want to confirm that the address of service will be 17 Plattecure Drive in Mount Marion, New York, 12456 is the zip code.
Yes.
Perfect. Did you own or rent this property?
I own this property.
Okay, perfect. They just asked that question just in case, we need to contact any landlords to let them know that we'll be in the property. But this is great. You own the property. And do you know if the utilities right now are feeding to your home through the air or they come into underground?
It's a wire from across the street that comes over off a pole.
Okay. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, and the account, the service is going to be under your name. Wilbur is the first name?
Yes, W-I-L-B-U-R.
W-I-L-B-U-R, and the last name, please.
It's P as in Paul, R-U-T-Z-M-A-N.
Okay.
And can I add my wife's name on that as well?
Oh, yes. Yes. And let me take a look. And what is her first name?
Sarah, S-A-R-A-H.
A-H, okay. And this is going to be for the same last name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just double check to confirm the last name is P-R-U-T-Z, like zebra, M-A-N.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and what is the best email address for you?
It's my wife's name, Sarah Pretzman. 31@gmail.com.
Okay, I have Sarah Pretzman, 31@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And the best contact number for you?
My number is area code 845-681-9543.
Okay, I have 845-681-9543.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And would you like to provide her number or a secondary number?
Yes, so hers is area code 845-532-0571.
845-532-0571. Okay. And
Yeah.
how may we contact you? To phone, email, or text?
Phone would be, text message would be easier.
Text. Okay, perfect. All right, so at Archer Fiverr, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we will only use this method for account specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive notification via email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That is okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Let's keep going. All right. As part of our order process, we will need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit.
You can do the credit check.
Credit check. Okay, perfect. Let me pull up this other screen. One moment, please. Alrighty, and I'm just going to be plugging in some information here. I have your address of 17 Platico Drive. Mount. One, two, four, five, six. Okay, we're going to pull only yours. And if you can provide me your social security number, please.
163-62-8879.
Okay, thank you. Okay, perfect. That came back beautifully. Let's just copy the report number and transferred here. Okay, and this is the part where I put in your account, your checking or your savings account information for the paperless and auto pay. Do you have that information with you?
Give me one sec.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can give you my checking account, I think.
Okay, yeah, we can start with the routing number whenever you're ready.
Give me one sec, I'm trying to add details. Mm-hmm. Routing number is 22-197-6234.
Okay, and the account number?
200-136-089-01.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And this account is under your name?
Mine and my wife's.
Okay. Uber and Sarah, P-R-U-T-Z-M-A-N. And
yes.
You do authorize us. Oh, perfect. Thank you. You do authorize us. You just give us permission to pull the monthly payment from this account.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, so the routing number, I it gave me the green light, and then it's telling me that this method could not be validated. I have the routing number as 2219-76234.
Maybe because my wife is the primary holder in the account. Maybe she has to be listed first.
Let me see. No, are we missing any number with the routing number? It's just the routing number that is coming back red.
Hey, Sarah. What? The routing number, is there a zero that goes before or after it, or a number I'm not seeing? So we're actually going to grab a check to see. There might be a zero or a one that go before or after it.
Okay, no worries. That's fine.
I was looking at the bank account app.
No worries. Take your time. It's okay.
So, no, the routing number on the check is the same as on the app.
Okay, let me confirm. So, 2219-76234. Because the account number is green, comes back green.
Okay.
2019-360-8901. 8901,
yes.
What is the, so this method cannot be validated.
And then I'll give you the routing again just to make sure it's 2219-76243.
43, sorry. I had 34.
Oh, okay.
So I do apologize.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look. Perfect. All right, so everything went through. And anything, and I know that you mentioned your utilities right now come through air, but once our tech come and evaluate your property, it's a few days before your installation, if they do decide that on the ground is the best way to go, is that okay if they laid a temporary drop? And then everything will be buried and put back to normal within 10 days of installation?
They wouldn't be able to because they would have to dig up my driveway to get access to where it goes.
Understand. Okay, so I will put that just so yeah, because most likely that is how your utilities are now. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
But I would make sure that I put that information in there. Let me just put that in. Customer. All right. Do you have any questions on anything at this time? We are almost done with the service signing up.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, perfect. Did you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm just going to place the order. Let me see what time they give me for an appointment. The next available time is going to be September 6th. That is Friday.
Okay.
I have in the morning 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. or in the afternoon 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.
Can you back them down?
What are their facts?
Do you have any hours for Saturdays?
We do, yes.
Would you have anything for next Saturday?
The 7th, yes, we do. That's a better day.
Yeah, that'd be because we start school this week, so I don't. That would be hard to do on the weekdays. I don't think we'd be able to get anybody here.
Yes, no, I understand. So yes, I have Saturday 8 a.m., 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.
8 a.m. is fine.
Okay, 8 a.m. on the 7th, September 7th. That has been scheduled. All right, so now that your installation is scheduled, you will receive two emails from RStaff Fiber. One will be a confirmation of this order. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your RStaff Fiber account, where you'll be able to manage your account, pay your bills, and review and accept terms of services. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until RStaff Fiber services has been installed in your in your house before canceling with your current provider.
Okay. And then one more question for you, actually. Mm-hmm. With the monthly bill, just for budgeting purposes, is there any do taxes go on top of the $69.99 a month or anything like that, or any other type of fees?
No, that is a $69.99. You would not have anything added to that. That will be your price for 2 years. No taxes, no fees will be added to it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And the first payment comes out on the same days of installation, and then from there on every month, same day. Hello?
Oh, sorry, I accidentally muted it. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. So we're all done. Any question, anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I don't believe so. I think that's everything. Oh,
perfect.
Should I add my email to that as well?
Your email let me take a look. Let me see, because it's going to take a little while to show up on my end. Let me just over.
If not, it's totally okay.
Yes, I believe once it comes up, we can add a okay. I can take down the email, and once it comes up, I can try to update it or put it.
What I was trying to do was have both emails. That way we both received it in case anything went in, but that might not – I don't know if that's possible with the program that you used.
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure, but I can double check.
That's totally okay. My wife is better with the emails anyway, so it's probably better that it's
okay. Okay. All right. I don't know if, because it's not coming up yet for me. Let me reset it.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. That's fine.
Okay. All right. We can try then. Yeah, another time that you call, we can try to see your email as well.
Okay.
But this is it for today. Anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I appreciate everything. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling RStaff Fiber. Welcome to the family, and you guys have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.